that auditing piece is really interesting. You know, I mean, there's entire cost recovery businesses out there that made a living and a killing auditing freight, freight invoices. So that's a really neat piece.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the WBS Podcast. I'm Sam Gupta, your host and principal consultant at the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm, Elevate IQ. There is a very thin line between a multi-carrier shipping add-on and a TMS solution, even though both might position themselves as a TMS solution. Also, among the multi-carrier shipping add-ons, there are very few that can support both capabilities for the parcel as well as for LTL. Some multi-carrier solutions might have deep freight auditing capabilities and collaborate with other WMS vendors to compete with large vendors that might offer these capabilities as part of the suite. So where does FreightPop stand in its capabilities and how does it compare with other supply chain solutions in the market? In today's episode, we invited a panel of industry experts for a live discussion on LinkedIn to conduct an independent review of FreightPop's capabilities. We covered many grounds, including their unique strengths in the e-commerce market. Finally, we compared them with other supply chain solutions across various layers that generally drive selection process of these systems. With that, let's get to the conversation. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. And if you're joining for the first time, this is part of our industry series for which we meet every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. We review one vendor or the solution. And for today, we have a very interesting vendor. It's called FreightPop. So, and I'm pretty sure Andy is probably going to have a joke on this name. I can almost guarantee that. This is a real pop, Andy.
We call it pop, but they call it soda. So
yeah, I know. So this is very interesting. So we are going to have a lot of fun discussing that. Before we do that, we are going to start with everybody's intros. I am going to start with my quick intro. Sam Gupta, principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. On that note, Dave, do you want to introduce yourself next?
Sure, happy to. Thanks, Sam. Hey, everybody. My name is Dave Chrysler, and I own a company called the Chrysler Club, where we are working with leaders to help them create and optimize their business systems and come to you with more than 25 years of various operational leadership roles, which included one or two ERP implementations. So great to be here with the two of you and looking forward to doing this review.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for being here, Dave. Andy, can I ask you to introduce yourself next?
Thank you so much for inviting me, Sam. My name is Andy Pratico. I've been involved with ERP software manufacturing systems all my life. I've worked all over North America. I have a published book on helping people evaluate and uncovering the truth about ERP software. And in fact, I have a webinar tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern on the exact same topic. So I hope I'll be able to help a few people tomorrow too as well.
Love it. And guys, if you have not checked Andy's webinars, tomorrow is going to be your opportunity to have some fun there, I guess. So check that out. All right, guys. So I'm going to start with the quick briefing of this particular vendor and FreightPop. I know that we have been covering a lot of different TMS and WMS solutions. And this is part of that series as well. They are primarily the TMS solution, as you can tell from name, Freight and Pop. What else could it be? So it's really TMS, but in TMS also there are going to be layers, and Andy, I think this is going to be more in line to that multi-carrier we call it add-on. I think there is a thin line in terms of what is TMS, what is not TMS. So this is going to be slightly bigger multi-carrier add-on. I don't know if this is a real TMS, but they are definitely hanging out with solutions such as Logiva from the WMS perspective. And I don't know whether you guys recall them when we reviewed, they were more parcel focused. So typically with WMS, TMS, there are going to be always layers, whether they are doing just the parcel, LTL, 3PL, you know, all of those layers. Sometimes they are going to be simply more on the e-commerce DTC side. So these guys are sort of trying to club together so that they can compete with their big boys, which is obviously going to be your Blue Yonder, Manhattan. But these guys are going to be in that mid-market space, Acumatica, NetSuite, all of those ecosystems, I guess. Some more layers, I don't know if you guys are going to have any comments there, but some more layers. So overall, I guess, you know, the layers that we have discussed so far for WMS, TMS solutions, we typically like to cover different packages that are going to be included as part of the suite. So here, this is slightly more standalone TMS, so it's not going to be a real suite, but the technology wise it's going to be slightly better. It's cloud native, it's going to be simpler, you know, the way it is designed, and that's why they are hanging out in that Acumatica NetSuite ecosystem. They are also, I think they have done some work in the SAP S/4HANA space as well, but that might be an out. Overall, they are really positioned in that mid-market space. From the other layers perspective, in those three layers that we generally discuss with WMS, TMS, I think that's going to be your execution network as well as planning. So in their case, they are really that execution component. They are not going to have network or planning as such. So they really are designed for that TMS sort of execution component, not the ERP execution component. So that layer is also relevant. What else? Guys, we typically discuss overall in terms of the positioning. Dave, Andy, any comments?
No, I'm looking forward to learning about this interesting name product.
Yep. All right. So let's keep popping, I guess. FreightPop offers integration with over 200 plus technological platforms, carriers, and marketplaces for quick and seamless rate shopping. So obviously, rate shopping is going to be bread and butter of most of the multi-carrier add-ons that we have reviewed or we are going to review. Rate shopping is one of them. And in this case, and Dave, I think you are going to find it shocking that they are also claiming that you can do everything in one place, which you are not going to believe. I get it, but you can do it.
Yeah, proof is in the pudding, I suppose. So yeah, I would certainly like to see that. That has not been my experience. Not specific to this product. So maybe they have figured out the secret behind it. But yeah. My experience, it's a challenge to do apples to apples across the board.
Yeah, in my experience, to be completely honest, I think I would compare this with solutions such as Process Weaver. And I don't know, Andy, if you have come across them. Yeah. Process Weaver, they were very well penetrated into SAP space. I don't know if they were penetrated they were integrated with a lot of different ERP systems, just like BaseJet.
They do quite a bit with Infor products as well.
Yeah, that was my understanding. Now they are part of that Elemica product. I believe either we have reviewed or we have spoken about them, I guess, in a lot of different shows. So they are with them. So they definitely had both parcel as well as 3PL and the truckload capabilities. Not 3PL, I guess. You know, I should probably talk about LTL and TL capabilities, which Dave still does not believe that any products are going to have. but, you know, in my mind, I think Process Weaver had it, and the comparison of FreightPop is probably going to be that. The big difference, you know, if you compare this with BaseJet, Process Weaver, my understanding of their product was, you know, even though they had great integration and a lot of different carriers, but the way their technology was designed, they were trying to sort of shoehorn, you know, their products inside. So they did not have that native experience, I guess, right? And that's where products such as BaseJet had slightly superior native experience, especially when you talk about, you know, products such as NetSuite, Acumatica, I don't know how these guys are, but I mean, they have slightly better technology. So that could be one differentiator. Sometimes people like native experience. Sometimes they don't, depending upon, you know, the preferences, I guess, in terms of what they want to do. Sometimes that shipping simplicity could be beneficial for the efficiency if you are working in a very, very, very high volume shipping stations. So here, you know, overall, in terms of the solutions that they have listed, they are definitely in NetSuite ecosystem, QuickBooks, Vera Core. I don't think we have reviewed them so far, and Microsoft Dynamics, GP as well. GP is a very interesting space overall. They do business with a lot of food and beverage distributors. So again, very, very, very mid-market folks. They're one of the pitches that we are noticing here is we put enterprise level shipping to in the hands of small to medium sized businesses at a cost they can afford. Let's be honest here, okay? I mean, this is great to be completely honest, but this does not have enterprise capabilities. So it's a great, you know, multi-carrier shipping add-on where you are going to get a lot as part of the product. But I mean, again, this is not comparable with your Manhattans of the world or, you know, any other sophisticated TMS. But obviously, you get what you pay for. So this is not going to be as... Here, FreightPop, I mean, one of the... unique features that they had is that hazmat shipment processing. If I remember correctly, I think Uber Freight had this. You know, this could be tricky. Elemica, since it is positioned for your chemical industry, so anybody that is going to be doing business in the chemical or food-centric industries, I think that's where you are going to find this. So here they are saying they have this for LTL, TL, as well as FedEx. So that's where all of those modes are there. But this is still very, very, very truck-centric solution. You don't have all the other modes, even though I think they are going to claim somewhere that they can do ocean tracking as well, which is kind of unique in my mind, because I don't think process viewer, we are talking about pure play multi-carrier shipping add-ons, they didn't have ocean capabilities. You know, they really had the transportation, the truck-centric capabilities. Ocean wasn't there. So these guys have, so that's why I'm calling them, they are sort of in between the multi-carrier add-on and TMS. But TMS, obviously, are going to have a lot more capabilities. And I don't remember which one we reviewed last time, I guess. What was the name of that? That was slightly more legacy, I guess, truck-centric solution. I don't know if you guys remember that. So here, they have made a comment related to purchase order management. Purchase order management is always, there are going to be layers to it. So here, when they talk about purchase order management, this is really the shipper and the carrier relationship. It's not the real purchase order. Here, you are shopping for transportation, not really for products. So make sure you guys understand that layer, because sometimes that might be harder. Okay, you are looking at purchase order and you are going to think that, you know what, I can probably do my procurement as well. That's not the case. So keep that in mind. Now, these are some of the comments coming from one of the sites, I think. And here they have positioned it as more of the hybrid price comparison site. And that is our understanding as well. When you look at these multi-carrier add-ons, to be completely honest, that's what they did. That's what they did really good. Okay, so this is probably the right marketing positioning in my mind. But nobody really likes to talk about that. But, you know, they are really price comparison, price matching, they might do a little bit more, but the real intent is really that. So then they are talking about aimed at helping you to get the best rates from suppliers and brokers. Okay, it allows you to integrate it with existing rates that you have already negotiated. So you are comparing your contracted rates as well as the spot rates. Whatever is going to be cheaper, you can book your shipment through that, through one single platform. And that could be a very heavy lift when you have to compare your contracted rates. And then, you know, you need to check at 5 different places to probably save 10 pennies, I guess. you know, you save a lot of money in the long term, I guess, but that's a very admin lift. So using a tool makes sense for those workflows. Dave, comment? No? Okay. You're smiling.
I'm fine.
Any comment, I guess.
I'll make my comment. You know, again, it gets back to taking a look at your specific workflow, you know, from that process perspective to understand what is going to be the better use in terms of return on investment. Because to your point, Sam, you know, if in my experience, what I found in some specific situations is that we were far better ahead in the, you know, in the long term of looking at what the ROI was to just go ahead and deal with it from a process perspective, because there wasn't a large enough savings on any, you know, even on an aggregated basis for specific shipments to go down this path versus saying, look, you know, generally we are shipping X to this specific spot. You know, and this is the way that we do that. This is the best method based on, you know, negotiated rates, so on and so forth. And kind of predetermining it is my point. So it's always going to be specific based on the exact situation. But I think sometimes, and again, not to pick on this specific solution here, but I think sometimes the marketing message overshadows, you know, the reality of you know, user experience.
Could not agree more. I think great points there. You know, couldn't have said better, you know. So here, some more points, I guess. They are talking about it'll also give you access to an international marketplace where you can shop around for discounts and low rate. International marketplace, I don't know how to read between that, I guess. They are doing a little bit of ocean, but how international is going to be will be my question. I don't think they are really doing the international supply chain. That may be much bigger lift for them.
Marketing is always an amazing thing.
I know. You can always simplify things, right, Andy?
You can sure do. Yes, you sure can.
Okay, so here one announcement coming in 2021, and this is Transfex. In Transfex, I think we are going to review them as well. They are also positioned as more of the TMS solution, but as we all know, in the TMS space, everybody's sort of trying to work with each other, I guess, because of the data sharing. And now, Andy, I don't know whether you have heard the announcement. Oracle is actually working with Microsoft. Can you believe this? Like, that's crazy. That's
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. So now rivals are working together because data is driving all of that.
Fox is in the hen house.
What's that?
Fox is in the hen house.
I know. It's crazy. Like, Oracle, Microsoft, now SAP is going to work with Oracle. That's crazy. That is going to be crazy. But I mean, I will not be shocked to see that because everybody sees the opportunity with AI. And the only way to get potential of AI is to work together. And that's what is happening in the TMS space. The reason why these guys are really working with each other, because without data, you are nothing. And whoever is going to have most access to data, they are going to win in the market. And that's why literally everybody, even rivals, are now working together. So here, Transfex, a leading transportation solutions provider that is reshaping the future of freight through its digital platform and best-in-class carrier network. And they have announced partnership with logistics market leaders, including FreightPop, Project 44, and Brecken Logistics. I don't know. I mean, CBA, I have not reviewed them. I don't know who they are. Sometimes they could be just the logistics service provider, and they might be using just the data. So it's very interesting. So I don't know where they fit overall, but what they are trying to say is fully automated access to Transfix's instant pricing capability. So this is where they are probably getting the spot rate. So I don't know, they must have some spot rate, but in that also, I think there could be layers how instant that is going. So maybe they got the real instant capabilities from here. Guaranteed capacity is a big deal. I think even if I remember correctly, even Uber was struggling with that. So here they are able to get that and high quality, reliable carrier network. And I don't know how strong network is. So we need to review Transfix for sure. But again, you know, they all are working together just because this is the execution platform and they don't really have network. So this is a very similar move as other TMS platform where they are trying to get data.
you are trying to get network just because this is more of the execution component. And they are trying to say, okay, whatever you like from the software perspective, take our data, take our network and use in your solution. Transfix announced significant enhancements to Fleet Planner and Fleet Planner and the whole, and that's why I was not calling these guys as more TMS solution, because they don't really have the fleet planning and dispatch capabilities. That would be my understanding. And if I call something TMS, then you probably need that. So here they are saying, so Transfix had that. So I don't know if these two solutions are working together overall in providing the fleet capabilities. That could be a case. So here they are saying a free online tool that provides small and medium-sized carriers access to a centralized platform that features direct booking and automated communication, among other capabilities. In Jan, Transfix announced the launch of TrueView TMS, and they also announced a TMS. So they have a TMS, and then they are partnering with a TMS. It's crazy the way it works in TMS space. Its proprietary transportation management system, and in December, surpassed 400% annual growth for its drop freight business. And drop freight term, I don't think we have heard so far.
Have you any experience with TrueView TMS at all, Sam?
No.
No?
But I think the term that I'm trying to highlight here is the drop freight, which is a very interesting term. I don't think anybody has used, and that's a business model as well. I've never heard that before. I don't know how common that is. Dave, have you seen that by any chance?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen the term, but I have seen it previously. I was just...
So just to be clear, this would be similar to drop shipping, right?
Yeah. That's what was coming up on there. But I was seeing if I could find any references specific to the drop freight phrase.
Yeah, so we'll keep reviewing, and maybe if you have further insight in between, just let us know. But overall, I think that's a very interesting term and business model. You know, I personally have not seen that, and this is the first time somebody has used, so they have, at least Transfix had very interesting capabilities. Okay, so here, this is coming from 2022, and this is TIFE, and In-Transit Visibility Provider. This is going to be very similar to what we have reviewed before, which is going to be your Project 44 and ForeKites, I think those two, and then you have some other platforms. But here, this is probably going to be more for SMB, but they are really trying to get data. So here they are saying leading in-transit visibility provider, TIFE, and logistics management, freight tracking company, Freight Prop. But TIFE is going to be a poor man's solution in my mind. Their network is not going to be as strong, even though they are saying leading. But leading would be your ForeKites and Project 44 of the world. This would be more of the mid-market solution. That's why they have partnered with these guys, have partnered to deliver an even more streamlined shipping experience for manufacturers, distributors, 3PLs, and logistics service partners. They have some more very interesting capabilities, and I think we saw some of this in the last one, and I keep forgetting the name. Which one did we do the last one? Dave, are you able to look up by any chance? 3GTMS. I just looked at it.
You're too fast.
Yeah, I just had to. That was open. I was lucky, actually. It's harder when you are doing the screen sharing, I guess, right? but I could do that. Okay, so 3GTMS is what I was looking for. They had these capabilities. So here they are talking about smart pool distribution. And I think they had this concept as well, which is very interesting. And this is going to be, and I think we saw this in the case of, let's say, SAP EWM, if I remember correctly. They have the consolidation distribution capabilities. This is very common, with most WMS solution, I would say. But in this particular case, I think they are doing as part of the TMS as well. So Freight Pop, a smart pool distribution, you can optimize multiple connected intermediate points with just a few clicks. Freight Pop puts the option of shipping directly to consolidation centers or transporting consolidated loads to distribution centers at your fingertips. Now, I am not too sure if this is really going to be from the carrier perspective. That would be my understanding. So even though you are doing very similar pooling process, I think distributor's perspective is going to be very different from transportation perspective. and these guys are TMS. So these guys partner with Logiva. So let's say if you are doing both distribution as well as transportation, so cross-docking that you are doing going to do as part of your distribution business, I think you would do it in Logiva. And these guys are going to be more in the transportation, the real transportation. There are always going to be, you know, layers to every conversation, I guess, you know, where you are going to host which process. But this is really, in our mind, at least, this would be more from the transportation perspective. Okay, so this is also coming from 2022. We have worldwide dimensioning, a solution provider, QBScan, and this is also a very interesting offering that a lot of companies have. And this is really to provide the dimensions using AI and sort of saving a lot of cost with respect to your packaging, with respect to your shipping. So this is a very interesting move as well. So they have announced that they have partnered with this, with innovative and award-winning TMS company FreightPop, in many shippers receiving more dimension related chargeback. So chargeback is a huge issue. So now since they have partnered with them, now they are going to get data so that you have the right packaging. And because of that, you are not going to get any sort of chargebacks. So this is a real problem for shippers frustrated with chargebacks and freight reclassification. And reclassification is a big issue overall. You know, so you can avoid all of those problems. But again, these are more of the add-ons that are going to be available in my mind with most solutions out there, but very interesting offering. The technologies combined provide shippers with a full suite of hardware and software solutions that integrate seamlessly with current warehouse management and shipping software. Ultimately, this saves on labor, carrier chargebacks, and reclassification fees. Most shippers will see an immediate net positive impact, and I have to agree with them. Yes, this is a huge problem. By combining a multimodal transportation management automation software with the leading dimensioning hardware on the market, and this is a hardware, the applications for saving and efficiency are endless, you know, and the hardware, the way it is going to be, you are probably scanning on some sort of, a belt or something like that, right? And it's going to do the whole dimensioning using the devices. So that's where the hardware comes in play. It's a huge, huge, huge benefit. But again, in my mind, I think these capabilities should be part of your WMS. You know, I don't know why they are including a lot of WMS capabilities as part of this. Maybe transportation companies need this as well. So their perspective is going to be very transportation, not distribution. We have some more capabilities which are very new and unique that we have not reviewed with any other solution so far. So this is the auto dispatch. The dispatch itself is a very, very, very heavy lift, you know, in a TMS solution, and these guys are doing auto dispatch. A new automation pool that allows shippers to streamline their shipment process without sacrificing control. Auto dispatch will allow sales and purchase orders to automatically convert to shipments and then auto process based on customer specific parameters. This is very interesting. Dave, comments?
No? I'd like to see it in action. Sounds interesting. I agree.
Yeah, it is very interesting. So here they are saying the auto dispatch tool can even automate accessorials by assessing the nuances of specific locations and retaining the information to be applied to future deliveries and pickups in that same location. I mean, they are doing a lot, to be completely honest, but again, this is not designed for that heavy, heavy dispatch operation. This is very parcel centric operation. That's why they are able to do this. So typically when you look at e-commerce shops, parcel, you know, centric operations, it's just easier to do these things when you are running a dispatch operation of a very complex transportation company. Is probably not going to work, you know. So that's where the real distinction is in my mind. So they are talking about 95% reduction in processing time. Then they are saying, so this they announced integration with Acumatica, and Acumatica, naturally they are doing a lot of work in the retail e-commerce space, you know, parcel centric companies, DTC companies, they are doing a lot of work. That's why they are hanging out in those ecosystems, including Microsoft Dynamics Business Central. They are very well penetrated. FreightPop also announced a new partnership with Acumatica, and they have they are talking about as well as access FreightPop favorites like the carrier rate shopping tool, Freight Rate Hacker, and the advanced freight logistics planning tool, Smart Pool Distribution. They are talking about logistics planning. They have positioned it as more of the freight logistics planning tool as opposed to saying warehouse planning tool, which would be very different. So again, I think there are layers to it. So they are really in that transportation. Truckers against trafficking. Okay, this is also very interesting. Okay, we have seen a lot of compliance issues, and we know that Trimble was doing a lot of driver-centric, compliance work. So this is a very unique capability as well. So this is again, and here this is a not-for-profit aiming to raise awareness and train supply chain professionals to identify and report signs of human traffic. Now that could be a big issue because you might have compliance, you might have reporting, so you need that data. And again, these things go really, really deep, and we have seen very, very unique capabilities in the TMS space. So here they are talking about FreightPop platform will display the truckers against trafficking logo next to carriers that have implemented TAT materials as a regular part of their employee training and orientation. And I don't know how involved this is going to be from the process perspective. If it is too involved, then you have to actually go through the execution operational process. I don't know if there are going to be any reporting requirements. So again, depending upon that, you need to decide whether that needs to be part of the software. But seems like since they are providing these capabilities, they are operationally intertwined, and that's why they are trying to manage as part of the software. So again, very interesting. I don't think I've seen that before. So FreightPop works in tandem with TAT to bring awareness to and end human trafficking. And one of the things we underestimate, I guess, how much the changes in regulations drive ERP TMS capabilities. So this is always going to be interesting, the way the regulations and policies are going to be. That is going to dictate, what we are going to see in these ERP and TMS solutions. Very interesting. Any comments? No, right? Okay, good. So here, I guess this is a comment that is coming from the absence of visibility into ocean containers further complicated their shipping. I think this is coming from one of the case study, oversight into their inbounds and outbounds ocean and multi-leg shipments and tools to simplify crossing borders. Here they have made one comment, allows for carrier quoting right inside NetSuite. So that means it is definitely embedded as part of NetSuite. So this is going to be very similar experience as your PaceChat. So they have capabilities similar to Process Viewer, but from the technology experience perspective, this is superior. So it's a better PaceChat in my mind. Here they are talking about support for international air. And by the way, PaceChat was with 3G TMS, the last one that we have reviewed. So these guys must be competing head to head. Support for international air and shipping, and they are talking about automated export systems, AES. I think we have seen that somewhere. I don't remember where. Shippers letter of intent. That is very interesting process as well. That could be very involved. Electronic export information. That is very, very, very involved. Some ERP systems actually have that because they need to keep it if you are doing cross-border transactions. Export compliance, it's actually part of that, but not sure how many companies are going to use that, because that generally belongs to your TMS, depending upon how much control you need in your process and who owns that process inside the organization. Those all variables can drive, where you are going to host. Mass uploads of container IDs with gross weight and net weight and seal numbers on ocean shipments. So I think this is coming as the challenge, this commentary, and this one is really the solution that they are offering. So they definitely have the ocean capabilities. That's how they are able to do all of this. So the existing solution that this customer had did not have the ocean visibility, and FreightPop is obviously bigger than the multi carrier shipping add-on site. So they are slightly bigger, I would say. Okay, if you guys don't have any other comments, this is another case study. So here they are talking about automatic population of FedEx 23 document. And even if you are going to be integrating just with FedEx, their compliance requirements may require very specific proprietary document. And that's why you require multi-carrier add-on, because they are taking care of all of those integrations. They are encapsulating this process for you. So whether you are doing just the FedEx transactions, or you are doing transactions with 300 different carriers. So that's the value these solutions bring to the table. If you have to integrate, customize, develop yourself, good luck with that. That could get very expensive. We have some more commentary as part of this case study. So they are saying this customer often deals with hazmat. Obviously, hazmat is a very complex process in general. So if anybody is dealing with that, they would require these capabilities that contain multiple UN numbers per box. And that could drive multiple one-to-N relationship, could drive several processes. If you don't have support for that, some systems may not have that. So obviously, these guys are able to do that. Accommodate multi-box hazmat UN IDs. That seems to be a very specific process there. Then they are talking about gathering accurate shipping codes for their clients, purchasing from online marketplaces. I guess that's what they meant there. These are the benefits that they had highlighted as part of this case study. They are talking about the lack of integration with SAP S/4HANA. Custom configure freight invoices via EDI and freight auditing capabilities. So they are definitely present in the SAP S/4HANA ecosystem as well. So these are the benefits. So they are talking about double checking discounts and contracted rates. They are talking about identify duplicate charges, check tax rates, find accessorial errors, identifying hazmat material fees not matching codes. So the whole freight matching fees gets very complex in general, and they seem to have very complex capabilities, including hazmat support.
It's interesting that the bullet on the left says lack of integration with SAP S/4HANA.
Just to make sure we are reading it right, Andy, so this is a case study. So here they are talking about the challenges, and here they are talking about the benefit. So they are talking about the existing solution that they were using. They didn't have integration with S/4HANA.
Okay.
We need to be probably clear in terms of how this is presented, I guess. That's why I want to clarify. But, you know, this is the solution that they were using. And I don't know which one they were using, because that was not mentioned as part of the case study. But here, these are the challenges. These were the drivers why they switched to FreightPop. So seems like they have integration with SAP.
So FreightPop fixed that problem, basically.
Exactly. Gotcha. Yes. Here, this is going to be another background and the benefits, I guess. That's how these screenshots are captured. So the background is when a 3PL fulfillment company breaking into the LTL market approached us, they had specific requirements. So this is a 3PL company approaching, and they are going to have very specific needs. So they needed smooth ops integrations and exceptional international and heavy rates. So they seem to have some support for international rates. They might not have international tracking capabilities, but they definitely have at easy rates. So they currently have one major facility, but are expanding throughout North America. They came to us through a mutual relationship with Logiva Cloud WMS. So that's where, you know, their relationship is clear, that these two are trying to gang up together to create that suite experience to compete with the larger suite, which are going to combine WMS and TMS capabilities. But they seem to have a little bit overlapping capabilities, I guess. I don't know if they do or they do not, but in my mind, that's why I'm trying to draw the line that the way these guys have described their capabilities, they are really TMS, and then they have to combine with WMS to provide that suite experience, especially if a company is going to require both of them. There are some companies that will require both. And these are decent solutions. Logiva was very, very, very decent mid-market WMS solution, if I remember correctly. And then if you have this TMS, then obviously you can manage for a long time, especially if you are going to be on Acumatica, NetSuite. These are, you know, slightly smaller ERP systems. So they are definitely right fit for this space. Okay, so here they are talking about identifying hazmat material fees, not matching codes, matching POs and invoices, double checking discounts and contracted rates, identify duplicate charges, check rates, and find accessorial errors. So Andy, I think overall in terms of the positioning, so initially customers are going to be let's say on either PasteJet or, you know, I would compare these guys with Process Viewer, but I think they have slightly richer capabilities than Process Viewer. So this is the, you know, second, you know, solution after companies outgrow.
It does seem it's got more yeah. horsepower.
Yeah, exactly. So once they outgrow Process Viewer or PasteJet, this is probably going to be the next step. And Logiva, you know, typically they would switch from the default WMS that is going to be integrated as part of ERP. So they are probably going to get Logiva, and then they are going to require TMS as well. That's their spot. Overall, you know, if you look at their UI, it's very, very, very simple. It would feel as if you are using UPS or FedEx software. A lot of businesses, they don't go anywhere, to be completely honest. I mean, UPS, FedEx, they are offering their own software for their customers. You can do shop, but obviously they are not going to include their competitors when you are quoting. So the value that you are getting here is really that you can shop, you know, your contracted rates, spot rates, you can compare all of them. But again, when I look at the UI, Andy, it doesn't look as rich as Process Viewer, to be completely honest. The Process Viewer was designed for very complex shipping operations, if I remember correctly. This could be PasteJet, probably closer to PasteJet, I guess.
As far as look and feel, yeah.
Yeah. But they have capability, so I don't know, you know, where to draw the line. But overall, look and feel is very, very, very simple, you know, for simpler operations. That would be my take on this. So again, I think they are living in that parcel space, and that's the reason why their workflow seems very simple. Because generally, parcel, they don't have very complex, you know, one-to-one scenarios, you know, pallet packing, pallet shipping, you know, all of that. It's very, very small boxes, quick orders, just move fast, I guess. That's why you require simpler interfaces, you know, simpler workflows as well. So speed is the name of the game, I guess. You know, for these guys, that's why you require this. If you are going to use, you know, bigger TMS solution for your parcel operations, I don't know how many people are going to like it, to be completely. And that's why if you have two different business models, you have parcel as well as a real, you know, LTL business model, good luck with that. And then you are probably using two different TMSs. okay, so they have, you know, and again, they are calling it as more of the packing slip, but even their packing slip is going to be very different as well. So this packing slip, and technically, I don't know, I mean, I've never seen packing slip being used, to be completely honest, in the transportation space. You know, their workflow starts with bill of lading, but seems like they are using packing slip, and they have the carrier name listed there, and they have pair listed there as well. So again, which is very interesting. I don't know what is happening there. Maybe I'm confused, but I don't know why you would have packing slip and why you would have carrier there. Generally, you don't sort of have packing slip, I guess.
So what is the purpose of a packing slip for a 3PL?
And that's where I'm lost. So maybe you can tell me, Andy.
Well, I mean, the 3PL obviously is a warehouse too.
That could be a possibility. Yes, you are right. So if you are going to be a 3PL warehouse, if you are going to be, that's where I guess they would use. But then you are doing sort of carrier, and then, yeah, so it could be for that, I guess. Yeah. But again, I mean, that's not the main value stream, I guess. You know, if you look at the value chain of manufacturer, retailer, this is really from the 3PL operation perspective. So they must be doing a lot of business with these 3PL warehouses. And 3PL warehouses in the parcel commerce space, it's very common. You know, especially companies like ShipBob, they are going to have their own proprietary software, but there are 3PL warehouses that don't have their own software. So they are going to use something like this.
Right.
But you're right, Andy. You are right. Okay. So here they are talking about the ease of integration. So this is how you are going to include the number of carriers, I guess, but the carriers that you're going to have, and Dave, now you have to believe. See, look how easy this is. It's literally a click, okay?
So simple, even I can do it.
Right? Once you get into the details, then you both know how this goes. but I mean, obviously, these guys are going to have, let's say, I don't know how many carriers they have, but they generally have 200. It's definitely not comparable to some of the bigger solutions that we have seen. But generally, what businesses do is they are in, we have a comment in reviews, I guess. So what companies do is they are going to recruit the carriers that are going, that is going to be part of FreightPop network. That's how most companies do it. So once they get a solution, then they are not going to work with the carrier if they are not part of their ecosystem in general. So just to reduce the integration cost and the trouble, I guess. So depending upon how you want to approach this, but you are going to have limited number of carriers and the integration that you are going to have part of this one. But this would be comparable to your PaySet and, you know, your process viewer of the world.
Process,
yeah. Or maybe slightly bigger. Yeah. So some reviews here. So this is coming from a company that has 200 to 500 employees, which is decent size, 2020. Okay, and their comment is, it's been a love hate. Okay, so let's peel further. And then they are talking about carrier integration is simple. We saw that on the screen, so seems like it's simple. And we have validation from the user that they really like it. Rate shopping works great. Cloud-based, so they are cloud-native, so which is a great advantage, and I agree with that. You know, that they have really good technology. 3G TMS had really clunky technology. PaySet is cloud native. It's part of their portfolio. So, you know, again, if you're comparing this with PaySet, then that's a right comparison. 3G TMS may not be the right comparison. Parcel and LTL options. So I think this is going to be a combination of 3G TMS as well as your PaySet, but you are not going to have those bells and whistles of the dispatch capabilities that 3G TMS had. So here, they are talking about cons. They are saying address entry is extremely clunky. Address validation should be automatic and display an icon on the main shipping screen for a quick glance. And it should also have an icon that differentiates the address between commercial and residential. I think the commercial and residential is a huge problem in general. You know, most TMS systems, they are going to be designed for one. But when you are in the parcel space, then you have to support both. Most parcel is going to have, I don't know, 80% of the residential business. So sometimes that could be tricky to support both of them as part of one solution. A reset clear button on the ship screen would be useful. Google address suggestions should be able to be turned off, or have a USPS database via API. There are limited user role permission settings. Don't expect that. Okay, this software is not really designed for that. So don't expect the granularity. Again, when they are trying to simplify, they are not going to have ERP-like permissions, I guess. You get what you pay for. You can block a user from a carrier completely, but not specific services. Next day, air DM.
Do you have any idea about the price point of this product at all, Sam?
So you can see right here, Andy, I mean, they are comparing this with ShipStation. So ShipStation is a very, very, very small multi-carrier add-on.
Right.
It's going to be cheap. I mean, let's and that's what they had mentioned, that they are able to sell it, the enterprise capabilities at a very affordable rate. So obviously they are affordable. But again, in my mind, I think this is a better multi-carrier add-on. It's not supposed to be a TMS.
Right.
That's why their price point is there as well. So Freight Pop review 2023, back and forth between platforms. Any more?
Look at how small these guys are.
Yeah, that's a good observation. So yes, yeah. 1 to 10 employees, you are right. That's in my mind, I think they are slightly smaller for this solution, but, you know, but they might have complex operations, I guess. So here they are saying back and forth between platforms, any more to ship for freight and parcels. So that's what they are trying to avoid. And that's why they got it, because they must have both freight and parcels. That should be the value prop for them, because I don't think everybody can support freight, even though Process Viewer can support. And I don't know if right now Process Viewer is even selling, because they are part of another, you know, Alemica. So it might be part of the bigger suite, I guess. The pros are going to be Freight Pop is one of the few platforms where you can do both freight and parcel shipments. Can be a bit slow to load information, but there are tricks to fix that. Okay, and then we have a comment.
Those tricks are though.
So the other user is actually complaining about those tricks, to be completely honest, okay? So sometimes the problem is really with the users. So yeah. What they have done is they have really cached the pricing, but then the price is not going to be spot pricing. So either you get, I mean, right now, if you really think about the performance lift, to be completely honest, Andy, okay, you are pulling from 300 different carriers, and you have no idea how many API calls you are making. It's crazy, right? So you get one, either you get the spot rates or you get the slow performance.
Well, it seems like it's a, you know, I think for whatever the price point actually is, I think it's well worth the money.
Yeah. I mean, like multi-carrier add-on, they were always really good add-ons to include as part of your, it's no-brainer. No brainer. Yeah. Okay, so this is coming from 2022, director of technology, 50 or fewer employees, so we know their place now. Freight Pop was a game changer for us. It gave us a vendor-neutral place we could trust to run our LTL freight quotes using all of our accounts at once. Again, very similar value prop as Process Weaver. And integration with Freight Pop is now a key requirement for any new carrier or 3PL to get our business. So they are making it as a requirement as part of their process. A lot of businesses do that. That's a smart strategy. But the freight auditing helped management move it. So it's really the freight auditing. That audit itself is a huge pain, to be completely honest. It's very similar to your invoice matching process. And you can lose a lot of money if you don't have that. So they have a lot of advanced capabilities for sure. I don't think Process Viewer or PaceJet, they are going to have as sophisticated freight audit capabilities. That's probably too much for them. It's easy to spot when freight bills don't match quotes. They are disrupting some of the larger enterprise class incumbents at a fraction of the price. There are occasionally some bugs or quirks to work through. That's not true at all. Okay, so I don't agree with this. I mean, they have a lot of capabilities, but that's definitely not supposed to be in it by any means.
Oh, I thought you were saying no to the bugs and quirks.
Oh, I mean bugs and quirks. No.
It's software.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would it be without bugs and quirks, Andy?
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. So some more comments. I know we have 4 minutes. Do you have a lot of comments?
Is there any more reviews, or is that it?
We might have one more.
We'll go one more,
but we can skip those, I guess, and we don't have to capture. So let's just do this one and let's capture some comment, and we have some comment from audience as well. So here some more comments on this one. Real-time quote comparisons for LTL freight in one place, many direct carrier relationships and multiple 3PLs, consistent shipment creation for all types of orders. We have already discussed that. Easy shipment. Yeah, I think we are good. I don't think we have any additional point that we want to cover. So, Andy, Dave, comments, please.
Well, like I said a few minutes ago, the offering, the functionality this product is offering is very impressive. But especially the price point sounds like, we don't know what it is, but the price point sounds it's going to be very low. So no wonder they have a good product, good market.
Dave?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, that auditing piece is really interesting. There's entire cost recovery businesses out there that made a living and a killing auditing freight, freight invoices. So that's a really neat piece. And the other thing I was thinking about, I had happen to have a client, but what's interesting about the functionality on the ocean freight side of it, the visibility there, this client was struggling a lot with the visibility on their inbound side, and it was all container shipments from overseas. So it's interesting to see, and I think that's maybe where they're kind of in the mindset of, the enterprise level, whatever, with an approachable price, right? I know we know, different, but when I think about it, to have a piece like that available for, somebody at this price point, and knowing the impact that it will have on a particular business is neat to see. So those are my two takeaways on this specific solution. I think, leading with that freight audit piece is really interesting and critical. So I really like that. It'd be nice to see some other solutions implement similar features.
Well, I think it's pretty wise, pretty astute that they're leveraging the product as a embedded into Acumatica, NetSuite, products like that, which are right down this same target market of warehouse management, transportation. Smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah, could not agree more. Any more comments, guys? No?
No.
Okay, so we have some comments from audience, but before we do that, I want to touch on one comment that Andy made, and then if you guys are going to have any follow-up comments, then we can take care of that as well. So you mentioned about the ROI of these solutions. Some businesses don't really realize just based on the rate shopping. I think you are going to save a lot. That's going to pay off for the solution. So again, multi-carrier shipping add-ons, they were always no-brainer. I don't know why companies would not use something like this. I just don't get it. and Dave, I mean, to your comment as well, you know, people are making literally living out of freight invoice audit. So again, no-brainer. So Anders comments, auto ship, and Dave's comment, I would like to see it in action. Insightful, I'm sure you weren't thinking, wow, that sounds like it could end up spitting out a zillion packages into a huge pileup of horrific proportions. That's an interesting comment, but I don't think it, even though they are claiming the enterprise capabilities, we saw in the comment that they are really struggling with the integration of 300 carriers, and they have no idea what it's like to integrate with 300,000 carriers. That
or a zillion.
Exactly. Exactly. The capabilities that, you know, solutions such as Project 44 and the enterprise-grade solutions are providing, it's a different ballgame.
Different price point.
Exactly. You get what you pay for. So here, repacking slip, it seems to me that outside of a standard sales order and invoice and PO, when you get closer to the actual moving of physical material, everyone loves to conflate pick ticket, packing slip, and shipping label, and it's a wild, wild west for the name on the paper. And
that is very true. And some people are in love with their specific terminology.
When they carry over when they are implementing software, and you have no idea how bad it fires back. Any more comments, guys?
No.
So, all right, guys, so that's a wrap. If you joined for the first time, this was part of our industry series for which we meet every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys are going to be here next week. We are going to come back with another vendor or the solution. On that note, thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
I cannot thank our guests enough for coming on the show, for sharing their knowledge and journey. I always pick up learnings from our guests, and hopefully you learned something new today. If you want to learn more about Dave Chrysler, head over to thechrysler.club. chrysler.club. If you want to learn more about Andy Pratico, head over to esoft.com. It's esoft.com. Links and more information will also be available in the show notes. Also, don't forget to subscribe and spread the word among folks with similar backgrounds. If you have any questions or comments about the show, please review and rate us on your favorite podcasting platform or DM me on any social channels. I'll try my best to respond personally and make sure you get help. Thank you, and I hope to get you on the next episode of the WBS Podcast.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.